the story of the deed transfer of the Niquassi Mound in Franklin will now be part of a Smithsonian traveling exhibit. Bob McCollum is co-chair of the board for the Niquassi Initiative, the nonprofit that the deed of the Eastern Band of Cherokee sacred site was transferred to.
I think the main thing that I feel right now is pride in our community for working together on this project at a time when so many communities are struggling with similar issues.
The road to that May 2019 transfer was long. The ownership of the mound had been debated since it was purchased by the town of Franklin in 1946. In 2012, the town sprayed herbicide on the mound and killed the grass, causing great tension with the Eastern Band. McCollum says a group of private citizens in Franklin and on the Quail boundary had hard discussions after that incident.
There were 3 full years of talks before the actual transfer of the deed, and that was just really, you know, building bridges and partnerships.
That finally led to the decision to transfer the mound, but even that wasn't smooth. The town first drew up a transfer deed in March 2019, but a different group of citizens filed a lawsuit, which was eventually dropped. 2 months later, the transfer went through.
I grew up in a community where we didn't know how to properly recognize the mound. We knew it was important, but we didn't really know why it was important. Now we have the opportunity to learn about why it was so important and to participate in its recognition.
The Niquassi Initiative is currently seeking feedback for future development at the site. The Niquassi Mound story will be featured on the Smithsonian Museum tour for 6 years, stopping in 24 states. It starts in spring 2022. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.